I feel that if there's ever a time that we ought to really be happy, it's not.
Hallelujah.
See, we get ready to leave here.
Hallelujah.
Some folks don't want to leave because they got too much stuff. I told the wife, when the Lord comes, they can have the old shack. They can have the furniture. They can have the car. They can have everything in it. Because I'm preparing to leave here.
Right.
Is that right? Now, look in here. There is nothing in this world should be more important to you than Jesus.
Right.
I don't understand how folks can say, Brother Foster, I'm tired of serving the Lord. I don't never get tired. I just like to talk to him in midnight hours. Call him when everything is going down. The lights is out. Everybody's quiet. I say, hey, Jesus, this is CT. Yeah, I just want to talk to you a little bit. Yeah, Lord, I'm telling you, the problems is getting heavier, and I'm getting stronger. And the devil's fighting, and I'm happy. Lord, I thank you for the problems you're giving me. Thank you, Lord, for that man hitting me in my face and knocking me down since I've been saved. Thank you, Jesus. When that Baptist preacher hit me and I'm saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, I couldn't believe it. But I was laying down on the ground. He hit me so hard that I knocked all the change out of my pocket. I fell over an iron truck. And as I laid there and the men came and looked at me, I was a young man of 23. They were all standing over me. The Lord said to me, a sheep will forgive him. A goat will fight. The devil said, you won't let that man knock you down and you ain't gonna do nothing to him. Get up and hit him. There's a piece of iron over here and a brick over here and all kind of utility. Everything I could use could knock him out. The Lord said, if you hit him, I'm through with you. So I got up, walked over to the preacher, shook his hand, said, I forgive you, went right on about my business. You know why? Because God had taken all the fight out of me. And any time you have a test or a trial, and you want to know what the answer is, Jesus said, follow me.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Stand up, I'm going to give you my subject this morning. Stand up, I'm going to make it short and brief. Lord Jesus, I want you to repeat what I'm saying. Lord Jesus,
help me
to follow thee.
Now
shake hands with somebody and say, I know it's going to be tough. Say it loud. I know it's going to be tough. But I'm going to make it anyhow. Oh, y'all ain't talking. Say it again. I know it's going to be tough. Oh, y'all ain't talking. I'm going to wait till you talk. Say it loud. I know it's going to be tough. But I'm going to follow anyhow. If folks don't like it, that's just too bad. Because I'm going to follow anyhow. You may be sick. Amen. What it takes to follow Jesus. A text is found in the book of St. Luke 10:25-26. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up. I want you to notice this man was a lawyer. And tempted him, who? Jesus. Saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? I want to know what do I need to do in order that I may be able to live from now on. Now I want you to notice something. A lot of folks ask you questions not because they don't know, but because they want to see what you know. I'm going to take my time this morning. It doesn't make any difference what people say about you. Is what he thinks about you. See, everybody ain't gonna like you. I don't care how nice you are. Every nice person has got enemies. Is that right or wrong? You can treat people with all kinds of kindness and still they'll be your enemy. So the lawyer's coming up asking, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Now watch Jesus answer. He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? You're a lawyer. What does the law say? And how do you read it? And he answered, said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, which is one God. He didn't say the Lord thy gods. He said the Lord thy God.
Amen.
With all thy heart. Now listen. When you love God with all your heart, nobody can turn you around. See, your heart is not this thing pumping the blood. Because if this thing go bad, you're in bad shape. But he's speaking about your heart, your mind, where it functions and where you think. Thou shalt, and when you put all in it, you've got nothing left to serve the devil with.
Amen.
Amen. When I gave you every dime I got, I'm broke. Then what'd you give him? I gave him all of it. Why'd you give him all? That's all I had. And when you give him all with all thy heart, and what else did he say? And with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Come on now.
Amen.
When you have done this, you have done all you can do to follow the Lord. Somebody said, well, Brother Foster, I wouldn't go to your church, but you can't preach. I care if I want to. You can't smoke no cigarettes. Then if I want to. You can't go to no rock and roll. Here if I want to. You can't gamble. Here if I want to. You can't fight. Here if I want to. Why don't you? I don't want to. What happened? God takes away the desire. Come on now. And if the desire is not taken away, then you are not following the Lord. Because it takes the God-filled man or woman to follow God all the way. If your wife don't want to go, you got to go by yourself. If your children don't want to go, you got to go by yourself. If your husband don't want to go, you got to go by yourself. But it takes a God-filled or God-filled woman to follow God all the way. And the world is not going to like you when you're saved. Soon as I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, my mother didn't want me no more. She said, son, what happened? You lost your mind? You went and got sanctified? I said, mother, I just now got good sense. Because sanctification makes you have good sense. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah.
We ain't crazy.
No.
You crazy. We're not the ones that lost our mind. You lost your mind. Because anybody don't want to come to Christ, gotta be something wrong with them.
Right.
How do you think you got here? If it wasn't for God, you wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for God, you wouldn't be breathing. If it wasn't for God to put atmosphere in the air, you couldn't breathe. Follow me. Follow me. Folks ain't gonna like it, but you got to love me with all your heart. Come on now. All your mind, all your soul, all your strength, and when you love God with all that, you ain't got nothing left for the devil.
Amen.
They'll say, how am I going to get it? I said, you can't get in here. Why? I'm giving God all. Yeah, but you got to give me some. I ain't giving you nothing.
Amen.
Well, look, you ought to give me a trash. Say, you ain't got no money. I have two. My father's got the cattle on 1,000 hills going to my dad. Ain't nobody no richer than he is. Come on now. Don't get sad because you don't have the material things. It ain't the material things, honey, that you need. It's the spiritual strength that you need. When you get strong spiritually, you've got all the money you need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. things is going against me. That's when you ought to get strong.
Yeah.
When everything's going wrong, that's when you get strong. And I walk down the street with a dime in my pocket, smiling every day, wearing suits cost $2.20. Shirts costing a nickel. Preaching a revival with my socks sticking out of my shoes. Revival, hold on, preach revival, and you can see my socks out of my shoes. But you know one thing? That didn't discourage me. Sure, folks laughed at me and called me a tramp. But I'd rather be a Christ tramp than a devil tramp. Come on, children. I'd rather be a tramp for Christ than to be one of them for the devil. What do you do? God was to come today. How many of y'all go to heaven? You know the place y'all talking about, you fly away? Well, you got to fly somewhere. Lord, how much do I love you? Well, now listen, I'm going to tell you something, John. You go down and get that Holy Ghost, I'm through with you. Well, you might as well start packing, because I'm going to get it. You get that Holy Ghost, I'll leave. Well, honey, get going. You mean to tell me you'd rather have the Holy Ghost than me? Absolutely.
Amen.
But I'm your wife, but he is my husband. Don't give up God for your children. Don't give up God for your wife. Don't give up God for your husband. Be like that little sister in Detroit, Michigan. Her husband weighed 200 and some pounds, and she heard the message and started speaking in tongues. And that great big man grabbed her and couldn't hold her. He tried his best to hold her. That woman just got all out of his sight. He couldn't call. He said, no. She broke loose and went on up there and did what she had to do. You gotta love God when your bread barrel is empty. Come on, children. When your children are crying for bread, you still gotta love God. When the man that turned your gas off and your lights is turned off and your water is turned off and they get ready to put you out the house, you still got to say, I love him with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. So what are you talking about, Brother Foster? We got to the place, called out serving God, and I had done it with all the best of my ability. First thing that did, the man come and repossess my car. Hatched it up, said, we're taking it in. Next man knocked on the door. Your name Foster? Yes, sir. We're repossessing your furniture. Next man knocked on the door. Your name Foster? Yes. We're taking your house. And I ain't got no house. You come got some of the furniture. I'm a cop. You know what the Lord said? And if you don't get out and do my work, I'm going to take you. You know what I've done? I got so happy with that job I had that I got to the place where with all that hard money, all I was giving the man all and God less. I had such a good job. Inspector Foster. And I did like Jonah. I thought I'd go to Tarshish. So wherever it's, I was working 7 days a week. Top money. Just making all kind of money. And I got a place I didn't care what I'm preaching on. Did it ask God to kill the priest? That's what I'm preaching. Man, I'm getting this money. First thing he took was a job. But like the Lord said, fire him. And I wonder why the man got me, because I had a whole lot of seniority. We're laying you off. I said, laying me off. Yes, you have to go. Then he comes out the virgin, the car, and the house. And the Lord said, let me tell you something. When you follow me, you can't get on no job. Come on now. You don't get quiet if you want. So I said, so then he called me another time. After that test had come through, and he told me I got another job. I said, well, things get so bad and the field is kind of tough for evangelists. So I think I'll get me another job. So I got in, got another job. Nice clean job, white collar. telephone, oil paintings on the wall, had my legs crossed, sitting up tight, feeling good, working 2 hours, resting six. The Lord said, Austin! And I knew nobody was there, and that name was so vivid, I know that was me. I'm looking around to see who called me. Austin!
Yes, sir.
You want to work for me or the state of California? I said, you. How much seniority you got?
Another 6 years.
Get up and tell me quick. When? Now. Dying. What are we gonna do? He said, you class 3 days, 3 nights to get on that train. When you get there, I'll meet you in the hospital. So will you be there? He said, I'll be in the room when you get there. See, I talk to him just like I talk to my wife. I don't know no other way to talk to him. Being an old gangster, the only way I can talk to just clean. So I said, all right, Jesus, 3 days and 3 nights. I got to the hospital. He was there. He said, put your hands on her. Mother has turned gray. She's lighter than I am. I put my hands on her. I said, in the name of Jesus. She said, she's dying, but Lord, you can touch her. Today, she's born on 85 years old. Don't tell me God won't do it, but you got to give God all. Men, you can't put your wife ahead of God. Women, you can't put your husband ahead of God. God's got to be ahead of everything. Amen. I don't care if your husband don't want you to go to church. You've got to say, God, make a way. You can't follow him. He don't want to live for God. You can't stop living for God. My children, listen, let me tell you something. Children are not as important as serving God.
No.
Is that right or wrong? I see a little child like this kicking their mothers, cussing out their fathers. And I'm down in Atlanta, Georgia, and before I was sitting in the pulpit, the Lord said, come on out there. Go outside. And here was a sister standing out here with a baby that her daughter had gotten out of wedlock. And the baby was kicking and slapping her and screaming. I said, give me that baby. She said, I don't know what to do, Elder. I don't know what to do, sir. I can't enjoy the service. I said, just start driving crazy. And she's almost started crying. I said, give me the baby. So I grabbed that little fella. I crushed him up against my chest. Shut up! The people in the cars are stopping by. I'm walking out. Shut up! Keep your mouth shut. And I walked him about a block. I took and set him down. Keep your mouth shut, I'll knock you down. He looked up at me. Stand on your feet. Give me your hand. Took him back to church and just clapped his hands, praise the Lord. He said, what happened to it? I don't know what happened to him, should have happened to him. And that's where a lot of times God has to slap us around sometime to get us straight. When you've got problems and when you get sick, don't think just because you get sick that God is punishing you. Sometimes he's testing you.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. How many of y'all go to heaven if the Lord was coming today?
Amen.
You know, heaven, don't use y'all getting scared. Now you're going to have to go somewhere.
That's right.
The Lord was to come today. How many of y'all feel you go up? Go right on up soon. Come on, Lord. Here I am. Hands up in the air. Take me, Jesus. Here I am. I'm ready. I'm ready when? Right now. I lay down in bed one day. I said, Lord, what's the rapture like? So all of a sudden, Foster came out of the body. And I'm looking at me. And I had my hands up in the air. And I went right through the ceiling. And then I looked through the ceiling. And there I was going up in the air, and the wind was blowing, and I had my hands up like this. And I looked over, and there was other folks with their hands up. He said, that's rapture.
Right.
Now, you think I don't want to go up? Y'all can stay here if you want to. When he comes, y'all can just sit on there and praise the Lord all you want. I'm going. It's like my father and my mother was riding on the roller coaster. And as the roller coaster went up, mother was laying in dad's arms, and dad was smiling. And the coaster, you know, when it goes up slow. And when it got to the top and my dad looked to see how far the thing had to come down, he took his arms away from mother and put his arms on his ground. She said, what about me? He said, every man for himself. You know what I'm saying to you? Every man for himself. I can't go with my wife. She can't go with me. We got to go for ourselves. And it was a choice. You think I was saying, take her first? No, every man for himself. God's the one, isn't he?
Yeah.
How many of y'all gonna follow?
Hallelujah.
All stand on your feet. You really gonna follow Jesus? Stand on your feet. Really gonna follow Jesus? Oh, God, help us today. thee. Help us to follow thee with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Help us, Lord, to want to follow thee regardless of what comes against our soul. Help us, Lord, to follow thee when folks don't like us, when they talk about us and lie on us. Help us, Lord, to follow thee when we know, my God, that we're doing all we can. Hallelujah. 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 While you're standing, I'm going to make the altar call. Somebody in here don't know Christ. It's your time to get up off your seat and get down here and get him while you got a chance. Now let me say something to you. They pleaded on the altar call and they asked this lady, he said, you need Christ. He said, Lord, blessed him, healed his body. He said, come on now, come to the Lord while you got a chance. I'm not ready yet. Said, oh, come on to the Lord. The Lord can fill you with the Holy Ghost, can bless you.
I'm not ready.
One day the minister got a call. It was the same lady. She said, I'm ready to get saved now. He said, where are you? She said, I'm 30 miles out. He said, just wait there. He said, I'll get in my car and I'll come on down and pick you up. When he got there 30 miles, knocked on the door, a lady answered the door. He said, I come to pick up a lady to baptize in Jesus' name, for she wants the Holy Ghost. Is she here? Oh, said, yeah, she's here. Where is she? Said, she's in the room, but she's dead. He said, now just talk to her. She said, I know. I went in the room to wake her up, and I shook her, and she's dead. He asked God, he said, Lord, you knew I was coming to get this woman. You knew that I was going to baptize her. Why did you let her die? And God said, when I called her, she refused. When she called me, I refused. I turned her down. Because when I called, she turned me down. And God is saying to you today, get up out of that seat and come on while there's blood running warm in your veins, while the breath is still in your body, while you still got a chance to raise your hand and say, Lord, save me. God is saying, get up now. Rise. Shine. For the light has come. Who wants him this morning? Who wants it? Who wants it? Do you want him? Are you going to wait too late? Are you going to wait too late? Somebody here needs him, and God would not have a subject like this follow me unless somebody in here needs to follow. Can I get a man or woman to stand up in that aisle and come on down and say, Brother Foster, you're talking to me. This is my chance. Listen, when you turn him down, he said, I'll laugh. That's your calamity. I'll mock you when your fears come. I called you now. I expect you to get up and come on now. Somebody's out there. God knows you're out there. The devil knows you're out there.
Keep on coming. And I close my eyes and I see him coming down the aisle. And I close my eyes and I see him coming again. Now that means something to me. People want to be saved. How many believe that?
Amen.
People are yearning for the truth.
Yeah.
So since this is possible and I've seen them coming and most of them was young people, I'm going to ask all them young people sitting on the back of them.
Means a lot to me. I'm so glad that I found Detroit. I'm so glad. church.
Amen.
Y'all got to open your mouth and sing. I sing with soul, you sing with soul. So let's all sing it with soul. Ready? Children, we come. Everybody. Open your mouth and sing. That's it. Children, we come.
Spiritual things.
All right, Brother Larson, read.
And strange thing. Why wouldn't people like Jesus? You know who didn't like him? The folks that didn't want to walk with him. Nobody can dislike somebody unless you don't want to do what the person is doing that you dislike. So they found out a crook and a bad man and a person that wanted to overthrow the government called Barabbas. And the priests got together and they said, listen here, let us release Barabbas, but let's get rid of that Jesus. Why do you want to get rid of him? Well, look at what he's doing. He's raising the dead. He's healing the sick. You see what he did over there with Lazarus. Man had been dead 3 days. He went on down there and called the man out the grave. Now the man's walking around. Said, this man Jesus, he's turning the world upside down. No, he's not turning it upside down. He's turning it upside.
Yeah.
Come on, children. How are you doing? We want Barabbas. Give us that crook. Give us that evil man. But take that Jesus. And so they took him and scourged him. Now scourging means to beat him until the blood comes out. They whipped him. And the reason they whipped him is because they thought they could bend him by beating him. But you look back in the Boxer's Book of Martyrs and look at those Christians back in the old days, and they took and pulled them tongues out. Took them pokers and poked through their eyes. Put them on the rack and start turning the rack. And the more they turned, the more you stretched. And the more you stretched until they broke every blood vessel in their arms. But they wouldn't give up Jesus. And here now they got Jesus. Beat him! Whip him! Then take a loose Barabbas, but take Jesus and beat him. Yeah. All right, beat him. All right, you Jesus, come on into the common hall where all these drunks, where all of these old sodomites and evil people are in. Bring that Jesus in. Let's look at him. Bring that Jesus in, the man they called the man of Galilee. Bring him in. We want to see what this Jesus looks like. Bring him in. Yes, I know he's bleeding. I know he's bloody. They beat his back. But bring him in. Put him in the judgment of common hall where we cuss and we swear, where we spit and we do every type of thing. Bring him Jesus. Bring him in here. So they brought him into the governor's hall and what happened? Better than the soldiers. So that's Jesus, huh? Why don't he do something? Is that the one they call the King of the Jews? Look at him. How come he don't open his mouth? How come he don't talk? Why doesn't he say something? Is that Jesus? Bring him on in here. What happened? Listen. When you take a person and take all their clothes off them and make them naked in front of a whole lot of folks, that is the worst thing you can do to an individual, because you make him lose all of his reputation, and everything is gone down the drain because you have humiliated him. But they didn't know that the great God from glory could have killed them all. He didn't have to let them strip him naked. He didn't have to stand up there and be exercised and ridiculed and like that. But because he loves you, and because he loved you, and because he loved me, he stood there naked in front of all them evil men, and he stood there, never opening his mouth, never saying a word. Hallelujah. Look at him. So that's Jesus, huh? Take his clothes off. Let's take a look at him. Not much to him. But let me tell you something. Jesus, why don't you do something? You called Lazarus from the grave, and you healed the blind man. Don't let him do that to you, Jesus. He said in the garden, not my will, but thine be done. Oh, Lord, if it's possible, let this come pass. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. If this is the way I got to go, let me go. Why? Because I love man. Hallelujah. I want you to see the impact. See what he had to take, what he had to go through in order that you may be saved. Read. Now look here. Take thorn. You stick your hand on the thorn, you jump back out of the way. But they got a crown of them and took that crown and mashed it down on his head, breaking the blood vessels, blood dripping all down his eyes, all down his back, blood spurting everywhere. And they mashed it on his head and said, look what we're going to do to this king of the Jews. We're going to crucify him, but we're going to humiliate him and torment him before he dies, because he said he's the king of the Jews.
Because it affects everybody.
Let me tell you something. Did you know for somebody to spit on you, you got to have a lot of grace? It wasn't one person spit on him. A whole lot of folks spit on him. And the spit hanging on him and blood dripping on him and all this stuff. And he still didn't say one word. Why don't you open your mouth, Jesus?
I love
you. Everybody left him. Disciples left him. Even Peter left him. Peter was out in the garden. Somebody said, do you know that man? I don't know him. They said, but you speak betraying. I don't know him. Somebody else said something. That man. He said, before that cup crows thrice, you will deny me twice. He died for you. Do you appreciate it?
Hallelujah.
How many of y'all really appreciate it?
Hallelujah.
Do you really appreciate it? Has it done something to you? It should affect you so you can every night and every day, you ought to thank God for dying for you. I don't know why I feel like I do. But when I think of how he died on Calvary's cross, it does something to you. As I walk down that path where Jesus walked, walked into that tomb where they buried him, going around that place where he was, passed by the place where he was married with Mary and Martha, and then I went down to that and looked at that tomb and the tomb of Lazarus. I said, how many steps? He said, well, you can go down and count them. 27 steps down. Man's dead and stinking. And here comes Jesus 3 days late. 3 days late, but still on time. 3 days late, the man is dead and stinking. Mary said, Martha said, if you'd have been here, our brother not died. Jesus said, I am. What? The resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he be dead, yet shall he live again. Where'd you lay him? Said, he's stinking now. Where'd you lay him? Said, when he came, said, Father, I know you hear me at all times. But for the benefit of these that are standing around, show forth your power. Lazarus, come forth. How do you think that man came up 27 steps? It was the power of God. How do you think you're in here today? It's the power of God. Why do you think you got the Holy Ghost? God could have saved anybody. He could have got a drunk off the street. He could have got a dope beat. He could have got anybody. God got you. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about it? Day may come when they'll knock on the door. In Jesus' name, we're killing all in Jesus' name. Baptizing his name. You one of them?
Well,
we just shot one. He's out there laying out there now. You one of them?
I go there.
Are you one of them?
Well,
you just shot one?
Yes.
And he laying outside?
Yeah.
Right out there? Yeah, you one?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I just come in visit.
You may have to take a stand. And if they said, are you one of them? Get up, brother. Joe, you one of them? Yes, sir. Come on, we're shooting them. Come on, bless you. Goodbye, saints. But if he ain't one of them, you one of them? Don't take me. Don't take me. Please don't take me. How many of you would be willing to die for me? Oh, I'm talking to you tonight. How many of you would be willing to lay your life down for Jesus Christ? How many of you appreciate what God done for you? Did God bless you? You woke up this morning. You could have been dead. You opened your eyes this morning. Somebody laid down last night. Never saw today. Look at the hospitals and the sanitariums. You're blessed to be here. Come on, children. I don't want to ever get to the place where I take Jesus for granted. I will always know that God's in my soul.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I always want God to feed me. Feed me, Lord. Feed my soul. Don't let me get cold, Lord. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? God keeps saying, are you ready? 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 You've got to say, yes, sir, I'm ready. Why? Because I've been walking with you all this time. Enoch, were you ready? Yes, sir. How do you know? I walked with God. What did you do?
Took me on up with him.
Did you die?
Never seen death.
Why, Enoch?
I'm still up there walking with you.
Elijah, were you ready?
Yes, sir.
What did God do?
Came down in a fiery chariot, turned the fiery chariot down, and took me up.
How do you feel this morning? How many of you all really appreciate this? Do you really appreciate it? Stand on your feet. If you really appreciate it, stand on your feet. Raise your hands and talk to God. Raise your hands and talk to God. Look how he blessed you. Look what he's done for you. How he brought you out. How he made a new man out. Look at what he's done for you. When you were sick and in your bed, God blessed your soul. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Think about how good he's been to you. How he encouraged your heart. How he kept you sane. How he blessed your soul. Do you appreciate him? Do you appreciate him? Do you appreciate him? He's done something for you. Look what he done for you. Look at the dust. Look at the stripes. Look at the spit. Look at the humiliation. And he did it all for you. Hallelujah. Somebody's in here? I'm going to see it. Somebody's in here that don't push in. And you got a chance to push in by coming out in this aisle. You appreciate God, you're not saved, you need to be out in this aisle. Stand out in this aisle and tell God, I'm willing to appreciate you. I need your help. I need your help. I need your strength. I need victory in my soul. Jesus, I appreciate what you've done for me. Somebody, come on out this aisle. Come out in the aisle. God's been good to you. God has smiled on you. God has supplied your needs. He's encouraged your heart. He's let you live another day. Come on out, brother. God, this young man said he appreciates you. I want you to bless him. He appreciates you. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. With God's power, to smite the devil in him. Somebody else step out of this house. Jesus, this young man is coming. You believe in Jesus. I want you to bless him.